Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to Raw Talk with Lyrical Aggro. Today we have Ish McFly. She's a Instagram model, a social media presence online, and she also has her own business doing rugs. She's an artist. She's an artist, and I just want to introduce, well, a lot of you might already know her, you know. How are you feeling today?
And I'm chilling. It's been a vibe today. I've had a good day. Been chilling, you know. It's been a good day.
How long have you been on social media for?
I've been on social media, I think I started popping in 2020, but I've been on social media prior to 2020. I was selling cars and doing videos about selling cars and shit.
So you used to sell fucking cars.
Hell yeah, man. I got the gift of gab is what they call it.
So how you go from selling cars to popping pussy?
I'm Gotham, bro. Like, no cap. Okay, so listen, my boss was being a bitch-ass nigga one day, and I was basically selling cars. So the equivalent of selling 20, 30 cars, I was doing that on the OF at home, and I was basically just going to work just because. And he came into work one day just popping his shit, and I was like, nah, bro, I'm gone. I'm good. Like, I just kind of quit on him. And it was just COVID era.
How old were you then, if you don't mind?
Shit, this is fucking 4 years ago. I'm 33 now. I don't do math well. I'm not good at math, so.
It's okay. I'm not one of the smart Asians either, you know? I don't be doing no fucking.
Maybe like 29 or something like that.
I don't do math that well either. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, besides, you know, and no disrespect, I didn't mean to come off that way, but yeah. But like, yeah, so like, you know, You were selling cars. Mm-hmm. What about before that?
Shit, before that, I would work at an animal shelter.
You worked at an animal shelter.
Yeah.
You sold cars. Mm-hmm. What else?
Shit, before animal shelter, I did retail. I fucking sold clothing.
So you always been like a hustler. You always been selling
Hell
shit.
Hell yeah, I've been working since I was 16, man. I've been working since like 16. I've come from the generation of hard workers. So like.
What's that mean?
Are
your parents immigrants or?
No, they're not immigrants, but I look, my mom was like, oh, you're 16, you of age, so you can get a job now. So now you about to go work. So Publix was my first job. I bagged groceries as my 16, and I've been just working since then. All retail jobs for the most part, and then I got tired of people, so I started working animals, and then got tired of that, so then I got back with people. And
I don't mean no disrespect by the immigrant thing. It's just like, I feel like me and myself, like a lot of the Asian people I met who like immigrated to this country, right? Mm-hmm. They just want work, money,
ain't no
right?
Lie though, immigrants are some of the most hardworking people because they come out here for opportunity because this is the land of opportunity, quote. But like,
it ain't like that no more.
It's really not like that anymore, man. It's not like that anymore at all. This is a, like, you come over here, all right, you go fuck around and finally get deported. Like, this shit is bullshit.
America's not like it was.
It's not, bro. It is not at all.
Don't come here?
It's not that great. I'm trying to leave. I'm literally, I swear in the next 5 years, I will not be in America.
You don't like, you hate it here this much?
It's not that I hate it here. It's just like, it's getting weirder and weirder.
What's some of the things that's like fucking you up about America?
Everything.
You gotta be a little bit more.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's like everything. It's like, If I get into detail, I might get fucking crucified.
Okay, let's not talk about that.
I'm not.
Let's not. Okay. we don't got to talk about
that. Just leave the kids alone.
Leave the kids. Okay.
Leave the kids alone.
Okay.
Leave the kids alone. That's all I got to say. Leave the kids alone.
Have you always been like, and you know, I'll just be straightforward then. Like, you know, have you always been very adventurous and sexual with your body? You've always
Absolutely
been.
Absolutely not. I used to be a very wholesome, like, I'm a housewife. I'm not going to show nothing.
When did that change?
Shit. I had been married for like 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was married for 7 years, a very wholesome life. And then, like, I think that when my marriage fell apart in 2016, that's when, like, I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to figure life out.
When did you get married, if you don't mind me asking?
I was probably 21 or 22 years old. Super young marriage. Super young love. I loved the motherfucker, but, like, it was kind of forced upon us.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, his mom was, like, on some, like, oh, you got to marry her. Hey, I got pregnant, bro. That's what happened. I got pregnant, and she was like, oh, he's going to go into the military. And then I was like, fuck it. And then she was like, y'all got to get married to get them benefits. Because that's how it works in society. So, and he ain't make it into the military. And then.
Why not?
Some stupid ass shit,
Tell
bro.
Me.
Like, look, he got a ticket for jumping the metro. Like, jumping some from subway New York? Shit. No, like, in like Baltimore or some stupid ass shit, bro. Like, he got a ticket.
That's close enough, Philly.
I'm like, bro, first of all, if shit hit the fan, y'all not gonna give a fuck about nobody jumping the metro. Y'all gonna be hiring everybody and they fucking grandmama to fucking be in this war. Y'all care about some jumping the metro ass shit? Anyways, whatever.
So, how long did you date him before y'all got married?
We were dating probably about a year and a half.
And you got pregnant.
Yeah, man. And look, but listen, my kid wasn't no accident, okay? I'm one of the few that sat down and had a fucking conversation with her daddy. And we was like, fuck it, let's have a baby. And it took a long time to have a baby, bro. I thought his balls didn't work and I thought my shit was dry, bro. It took a long time.
This is when you were like in your 20, 21?
Yeah, we sat down and had a conversation and then we fucked in his mama's bed and made that baby. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what's up.
She's the greatest kid ever, though. Like, the best.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Like, and you say you're 33, but I feel like I would have never, you know, you got such a youthful spirit and energy about you. And you haven't said anything, you know, crazy or anything, but I feel like you've been through, like, a lot of pain, too, you know?
Absolutely. I got mama trauma.
Can you break that down? What you mean by that?
I got, like, abandonment mama trauma. Like, she was a good mom as far as, like, providing and, like, making sure everything was good and, like, everything was straight in the house. But, like, as far as, like, the love aspect and, like, needing the care and the, like, the love, like, give me a hug type shit. Like, that wasn't really too existent until, like, later on now in life.
You think that's why you don't give a fuck about superficial shit? Because you told me before you don't really give a fuck in a way about materialistic things and money.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my shit could burn down and I think I would still be a happy person because material things just come and go. Like, this shit will be here long before I'm here.
So
this house gonna be here before I'm, like, when I'm gone.
So certain people grow up really poor and certain people grow up in the middle. Some people grow up rich. But the only difference is, I think, you know, when you do start off with a little bit more, like when you're, you know, a kid, you kind of realize faster that you're not going to be happy just because you have money and things.
Right.
That's the only thing you get to realize faster.
And I think that's one of the things that my mom used to do is one of her love languages was gift giving. So that's how she showed love. And that's something that I do now in my life because I'm a big gift giver. So it kind of like projected down, but I'm also part of the generational curse breakers, so like I have to acknowledge that giving is not enough sometimes. You know, sometimes you got to give the time, you got to give the physical touch, you got to, you know, be there with the verbal reassurance and shit. Like, giving can't just be enough because it wasn't enough when I was growing up, because now I project it in my like relationships moving forward, and that's something that I've had to like grow through
in a way. I know you're not complaining about the way your mom treated you, but in a way, do you feel like, you said it yourself, like you kind of became your mom in a way for certain things?
Like, it was something that one thing I used to grow up being like, I'm never going to be like my mom, but like that's something that I ended up doing anyway, so subconsciously is being like my mom. And it's like, it's not the aspects of her that I disliked. It's like the aspects of her that I favored. Like, she's really good about, like, saving money and, like, really good about, like, handling business and making sure shit is on.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Point, and if vacations are on point, shit is on point, shit is paid, it's those aspects. It's not like the, oh, I'm going to keep you in the house and locked up because you're a girl and I don't want shit to happen to you, but it happened to you anyways type shit, you know?
And it's crazy. A lot of this stuff you're saying, like, I'm Korean. Korean parents are kind of the same way. They're not very verbal or emotionally open.
Right.
It's the same shit you were saying about, you know, your needs are taken care of. You got a place to sleep and shit. But as far as, like, emotionally speaking, those needs are not right. met.
Like, I'm like, tell me that you.
What's your ethnicity? And I don't want
that because Puerto Rican and black. Puerto Rican and black. You feel me? Like, I love being biracial. I'm a nigga, but I'm still Puerto Rican. I'm Boricua as fuck. Don't play with me. I know Spanish.
And I'm Korean. You know, I have nothing to add to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm lemon. To all my lemon brothers, hello. I'm the Korean Antichrist, you know. I got felony charges for drug distribution. I'm out here whipping my dick in helicopter-like motions, you know, busting nuts on camera, talking all this shit. I'm not good at math, you know. And another thing is,
I don't know why that.
And another thing is, and another thing is, you just said it, like, you know, Korean people are racist as fuck. I know everybody's racist as fuck, but, you know, I'm saying, like, in a way, I think me even talking to you and doing this shit, it would piss some fucking old Korean people off. Like, oh, I'm gonna, oh, quivering in their, oh, like, I can't believe this motherfucker's over here. Tattoos on his face, talking to this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, I could give an old Korean man a heart attack right now.
Imagine what the Korean slurs for black folk are.
I'm not, you know.
Please don't. But I'm now not. Just look off camera. I'm gonna ask.
No, I hate. You know what I'm saying? I hate racist motherfuckers. And one of the reasons, like, I really wanted to sit down with you is that, like, I hate racist motherfuckers. And I just want to say that it's okay that we're all human beings, and it don't matter if you're black or Puerto Rican or white or lemon or Korean or Chinese, yes. Like. You know, she broke it down, like, her story about how she grew up, and, like, there's similarities within every culture and race. And sometimes you just need to stop being ignorant,
facts.
You know?
Facts. Honestly, we all matter, for real, out here. And we all just trying to get through this shit show called life. So, like, I know it's very cliche to be like, can't we all just get along? But, like, realistically, like, can't we all just fucking get along?
Like, and, like, that would be nice, right? But, you know.
Lovely.
Even if it's just, you know, one person that, you know, sees it, it's like, it's cool. Like, we're literally chilling, you know. She popping pussy, I'm popping dick. We both got, you know, problems with, we don't like, in a way, we don't like the way our people are, you know.
Right.
That's what it is. It's not that we don't, we don't like the racist shit, you know. And we don't like not being able to be ourselves and be open, you know. Do you feel like you could be yourself in front of your mom?
I think now I can.
Well, growing up.
But growing up, not.
Be real.
Because I used to remind her of my dad.
What the fuck that mean? What the fuck that mean?
I mean, my dad is very comedic and very, like, outspoken and very spontaneous and very just...
So she took that shit out on you.
I mean, I she might have occasionally, but one thing I'll say is, like, she never used to talk. Like, you know, you got parents that will talk shit about the opposing parent or whatever.
wait a second. So you didn't grow up with both parents in your life?
Nah, not at all. My mom was single mom all day. Working hard as fuck.
Did you get to see your mama often?
I mean, yeah, but I think once I got old enough to be, because I grew up with my brother. I have a younger brother. And once I grew up, I basically had to grow up real fast. Once I learned how to cook, I was the cook. Once I learned how to laundry, I was the laundry. I see why. It's hard out here, nigga. It's hard out here, bro. It's hard. So it's harder now. I'm grateful that she got to grow up in that time, because if she had to do it now with two kids as a single parent, that shit is diabolical as fuck.
How is it that, like, you feel this compassion and towards your mother, even though, in a way, y'all didn't get along? How is it that you're still so human and real in that way, even though, like...
Because I am aware of her traumas.
So you had to be the parent, in a way.
Facts. 110%. Like, I had to basically do my research and see why she was being this way. And it literally stems from, like, generational trauma.
You feel like that's fair?
Absolutely not.
It sucks, huh?
Absolutely.
That you had to, like, go through it.
Would it be fair for my kin to have to deal with this shit? Nah. Would it be fair for her have to fucking deal with how, like, I would be if I wasn't knowledgeable to the traumas of past people and past shit? It wouldn't be fair, because I really could have swallowed her ass and saved her the trauma. But, like, no, I refuse to give her and put upon that trauma that I had to deal with and I had to learn.
So you had to become the bigger person.
Yeah, I'm 4'9" and I
not just for your fucking parents. You had to become the bigger person. And I don't mean to pry or say anything disrespectful, but most of the times in your life, you've had to be the bigger person, which is why you're so used to it. It's, you know what? I see it. It's not just with your parents. Like, all these little situations and things in your life, you've always had to be the big boy, the adult. You've always had to be the one to be like, all right, like, okay, shit ain't getting done. You a fucking bitch. Or, right, like, you a dumbass. You fucking, you know, like, and then you have to pull your pants up and be like, all right, well, help ain't coming.
Right.
And then help ain't coming.
I'm not gonna lie, there's, I have so much reason to not have compassion towards my mom. Like, there's been times where she basically has put me in, like, juvenile detention and I have to be incarcerated for 30 some days at a time type shit. There's reasons I have to not be compassionate, but I refuse to be that continuance of a generational curse, man. I'm not gonna do it. I can't. I'm way better than that.
In a way, like, it still hurts, huh?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Even though you're telling me right now, I'm not gonna do that, and I believe that, you're not taking it out on your mom. You're taking it out on yourself and maybe the relationships in the situationships you put yourself in, right, with other people. You ain't bringing that bullshit to your parents or your brother, right, or your family. You ain't bringing it up to them.
Right.
You letting that be. Like, okay, I understand. But, like, it leaks out subconsciously to, like, the people you date and the shit, yeah, you do. Like,
and that's also another step. And I've also learned just in the last 3 years that I can't keep thinking that the people that I'm about to be with are going to continue to make the mistakes that I've been with in prior hand. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man, growing up and learning shit is bullshit, bro. This shit, it's like, why do I gotta keep dating people to learn shit and learn how I want to communicate and learn how, what I don't like, and do, like, why is, I'm already in my 30s and I'm like, damn, bro, like,
do you feel lost sometimes?
So absolutely, I ain't gonna lie, like, I feel lost in my 30s, but I feel more knowledgeable of what I will deal with and what I won't deal with. And
And you know what's crazy? A lot of people wouldn't believe that about you, because you're beautiful, you're intelligent, and not only that, you know, you're doing very well for yourself in what you do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to disrespect it. I was just trying to be funny earlier, but I know you ain't have no help and all that. And also, it's not something like that you wanted to get into.
Right.
You were the sex work stuff. You were in a way put in that position and unfortunately used and kind of abused by right. someone you loved and trusted.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So I dated someone. They basically ended up throwing me on the hub, like, without my knowledge. And I basically had people close to me hitting me up like, oh, you know, you're on this platform, da da da. So when I checked them about it, I had to go through, like, hoops and ladders and the extent of, like, having to relinquish my profile of Pornhub that I didn't even make. And it was just a whole mess. But I had to end up turning this negative into a positive because it's like, bro, life is too fucking short. And it, once it's online, it's really forever, bro. So y'all be careful about what the fuck you put on the fucking internet. Because once it's on, this bitch is on here forever until the apocalypse happen, okay? Well, I think we got a little long ways before that happened, but it's on here forever, okay? Online forever. So
how old were you whenever he did that with... So you got into porn...
2020, 4 years ago. I'm 33, so I was like 20-something. I ain't good at
porn. So you got into porn and OnlyFans because somebody that you were dating uploaded a video of you, of just personal life shit of you guys fucking without fucking. Without your consent.
Right.
And it kind of blew up.
Exactly. Facts. And it's like, damn, well, I guess it did, and it did good. It did really good. The content of this video, like, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't give a fuck. It was basically this man eating a gummy worm out my booty hole. And it blew up. I don't know why, because y'all some freaky fucking frogs. That's why. But it blew up, and I didn't know that he put it on there, but people were hitting me like, oh, you got this
video. That was your husband at the time?
No. This is someone I did it after.
So.
This is like the first trusting relationship after my marriage, because I took like a 4-year hiatus, not fucking dating nobody seriously until 2020.
So you became a porn star on accident because your boyfriend at the time uploaded a video of him eating a gummy worm out your ass, and it went.
Yeah.
That's what.
I swear to God. Look, I'm known as the gummy worm goddess. This fucking blows my mind till this day. This is 2020, and I still get videos of like, "Hey, gummy worm." I'm like, "Hey, yo, y'all fucking freaky frogs."
So let me break this down. You were retail. You were selling cars. You were hustling, doing whatever you had to do. You always had that mentality instilled into you by your mother that you had to do this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. And one day, you know, after your marriage and all this shit, like, you finally think, all right, I can be myself, yada, yada.
Messed up because Buddy was working for the same car company that I was working for. That's how we met. It's fucking diabolical.
So the whole thing started because... your boyfriend at the time,
yeah.
You got into OnlyFans because your boyfriend at the time, without your consent, uploaded a video of you shitting a gummy worm.
Of him eating a gummy worm.
Out of your asshole.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's my origin story.
And even though at the time, it was like, what the fuck, right? You turned that curse into a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like a pro at growing profiles on any social media platform. Like, it hyper-drived something in me that I didn't know that I was capable of. And I'm grateful of it, but fuck that nigga for doing that shit against my will. Like, what? Because honestly, like, all this clout shit is cool, but it's not cool. You know? Like, I totally enjoyed being under the radar, an under the radar person, because I don't like in-person attention, and I don't like people acting like they know me, and I don't like none of that. So it literally is a blessing and a curse. Like, I love hate it. Fuck.
Earlier, you said you hated America, right? Mm-hmm. But in a way, you know, you said it's weird out here, this, that, and the third, and I agree with you. But you also, in a way, have to have love for it because...
Yeah, man. Because of these...
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all motherfuckers weirdos pay my bills, and I'm grateful. And I will forever be grateful and stay fucking weird as you motherfucking want to be.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think you meant it in a bad way.
Absolutely not, man. I love y'all so much. Stay weird. Be your most organic, weirdest self. Be you. Because this life is too fucking short, bro. If they don't pay your bills, don't give a fuck about what they're talking about. If they're not helping you in no way to progress forward in life, don't give a fuck about what they talk about. Because they're not doing shit for you. So, like, be you. Be, if you like fucking them weird-ass shit, bro, you like that weird-ass shit. I don't give a damn. You like it. And fuck anybody that disagrees with you. Because, again, if they're not doing shit for you, fuck them. That's my big motto, though. It's like, if you're not helping... What are you doing for me in my life? You paying any of my bills? You like, no? Okay, shut up. Sorry. That's that little person syndrome talking.
No, you good. You know, in South Korea, you know, porn is illegal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So, like, how...
They be using VPNs. So... I was beating my meat through Express VPN. Oh, you know what? I ain't gonna get no free promo.
A VPN is...
I was using a fucking VPN.
A VPN is diabolical.
When I was a kid, you know, I used to beat my meat so much, I started to get fucking,
Hey, yo.
You know, if you beat... Let me tell you this. If you beat your meat too much, you'll start to get a little fucking... Your skin gets fucked up.
You was that horny, bro. Like, you had to.
And then I'm an Asian motherfucker, so Asian motherfuckers don't use lotion. They just be...
She was really raw, dog, in your shit.
Okay. Alrighty. Anyway, yeah. So,
Oh, man.
Yeah, shit makes a humongous difference.
I was about to say, I hope you changed your ways.
With or without lubrication.
I hope you changed your ways.
I did.
It's super raw.
I definitely use lotion every single time I touch myself.
Every time I touch myself,
I use lotion because I learned my lesson.
Don't raw dog my meat.
Yeah. And shout out to all the, you know, people still eating dogs out in South Korea illegally. What? Shout out to, I know, I lived in South Korea for 7 years. I know about them underground restaurants selling dog meat.
They really eat dogs?
Yeah. And then some of them Korean motherfuckers, like them old heads, yeah, they ain't gonna like this, but like, they ain't gonna like this one, but like, I'm gonna say it because it's real. They used to think of like tenderizing the meat, like
they really eat dogs for real.
Not like that, but yeah. No. They do.
Wait, how you gonna say not like that, but yeah?
It ain't mainstream, but yeah, motherfuckers be eating dogs out there. And Korean men don't like to eat pussy. They scared to eat pussy.
I know, they got a lot of STDs in Korea.
I seen
a post that you posted, and I posted, and I said he ain't eating the right pussy, cause I seen a post and you.
No, let me tell you something. All y'all,
and a bunch of y'all bitches agreed with me because I said he ain't eating right cat. I put the cat emoji and said he ain't eating right. No, he not, cause no sir.
I'm just saying though, like all this BTS and K-pop boy band shit, that shit ain't real. Korean men like to cheat, go to the Philippines, fuck on underage girls, get them pregnant, go back to work, and act like nothing happened. They got a whole marijuana, and porn is like illegal in South Korea.
What was like
marijuana and porn is illegal, but they got open prostitution. Like Korea is very open with prostitution. Like you can,
so
you can literally.
Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. You can,
so
it's legal. It's legal.
Like, they give you cards out in Vegas, like, "Hey, Big Daddy, I'll be out here popping this pussy."
You can openly pop that pussy in South Korea.
In Vegas,
you ain't going to jail.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
No, you won't.
But you will if you smoke some reefer.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Hey, what?
Oh, it's $150 a gram for some weed in Korea.
Wait, I'm going to jail in Korea if I smoke out there?
You can never go back to that country again. They're going to hit you with like a $50,000 like fine,
I
too.
I need to do my research on what countries I can't go to smoke weed because I'm a stoner.
Dubai, like all the
middle. Oh, I ain't going to. I have not a single, even a fraction of a fragment of a fucking cell of a molecule of a fucking germ of. I ain't got no desire to go to Dubai, bro. Y'all can keep Dubai.
I mean, I'll tell you, the weed is all at Hongdae, Itaewon, Gangnam, but you about to pay $150.
What did you just say?
Yeah. That's where they be eating them dogs at. That's where they be eating them dogs and slinging that dope at.
And hey, he said so far shit just that. So, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's where they be eating
hey,
them dogs
talk
at.
Talk to me in your language right quick. Say something.
Wait, why don't you say something? What the fuck you put me on the spot like this?
No. Say something. Hold on. Say something freaky in your language.
I'm sorry. I'm not one of the smart Asians. I don't know how to.
Well, say something basic, but it probably sounds freaky.
Why you putting me on the spot like this?
Well, I'll say something freaky if you do.
I don't like this game. It don't feel natural. No, I'm just playing.
Just say something natural then.
Okay, I'll say, I'm going to say, you just put too much pressure. Yeah, 떡 칠래? That just means let's fuck, you know?
Whoa, that's so simple.
Yeah, like.
Wait, how you say that?
But it's slang, right? Because rice cake. Rice cake. In Korean, it's tteok.
Tteok.
But to make the rice cake, mm-hmm. traditionally, you got a big ass hammer and you just pop, pop, okay. pop, and it sounds like you. It sounds
and
like fucking.
Clapping cheeks?
Yeah. So the slang is like tteok chile, which means tteok like, chile. Do you want to slap rice cakes together? That's how it translates to. But like, that's the slang. That's the translation.
Tteok chile.
Tteok chile.
Tteok chile.
So that's like less fuck, you know?
Shit.
You know?
Hey, yo.
But like if you just translate, it would be like, let's slap our rice cakes together. But what it really means is like, let's
like
fuck.
Some Spanish bullshit. Because you know, sometimes when you translate Spanish, it doesn't sound right in English. It sounds diabolical.
But when you really think about Tteok like,
chile.
When you really think about two like pieces of dough like slapping together,
cheeks.
It sounds like you fucking, you know, clapping cheeks and shit. God damn. All right.
Some big cheeks.
Okay. No, you don't gotta be sorry.
I have an imagination.
I see why you get paid. You a freaky ass motherfucker.
Don't cheat.
I see how you know, you in the right industry.
I'm a freaky frog.
You a freaky frog.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. You know, he threw me in there, but I didn't know how freaky I was till I was here. You feel me? I ain't choose the life. That life chose me.
Yeah, to be honest with you, if you was shitting gummy worms out your ass for motherfuckers to eat, and that you weren't even getting paid for it, you was doing that just like, oh, this is fun. Like,
look, we were just on, look, I'm a freaky relationship bitch. I like do freaky shit with my man. So, like, I was just, it was just really on some, like, I had a pack of gummy worms. I was eating it, and I was like, these are good as fuck. And then he was like, they look good as fuck. I said, I bet you won't eat one out my butt. He said, I bet you I would. And I said, I bet you won't let me record it. And he's like, I bet you I would. So thus the gummy video was born. Like,
and that's how you became a porn star.
Yeah. That sounds so crazy. Yes. I guess.
But
porn star is just such a big word. I just
said, you're much more than that.
Sex worker.
You're much more than that. And I'm, you know what? Like, I just keep mentioning that shit because I feel like that's what y'all motherfuckers are interested in. It's like clickbait because she way more than that. Like, this is a real artist. This is a real human being. And, you know, y'all motherfuckers going to think I'm glazing. I'm not. Like, you know, y'all motherfuckers weird. Like, you know, I don't like how people can't see the duality in a human being. You know what I'm saying? Just because you should be able to shit a gummy worm out and then be, you know, respected the next day. All I'm saying is, y'all motherfuckers is hypocrites.
Just because I put gummy worms in my ass doesn't mean I don't know how to paint pictures and make rugs.
And be an upstanding citizen of society.
Right.
And fuck y'all preachers. Y'all be fucking kids in the ass anyway. It be the police. It be the people, the politicians.
Preach.
The people in power that be doing the most abusing anyway.
Preach.
So let us shit gummy worms out our ass if we want to.
Preach.
That shouldn't be a strike
should
against our character.
That should not be the base of my character.
You know what I'm saying? Because shit gets much deeper and much worse than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so even if that's the case, y'all shouldn't look at her or judge her like that. And, you know, I'm just trying to be funny, but on some real shit, you know, ain't nothing funny about somebody unconsentingly, like, without your consent, uploading some private sex tape shit. That is some slimeball, greaseball shit. And it's only because of the trauma and like everything that she had been through in her life, she was already a strong person.
It went deeper. Like, I think if I wasn't already strong at the point that I got to and that happened to me, I don't think that I would have been as strong to be as forthcoming through it as I am. Like, I had to go through some shit before that happened to me. And I was like, well, that's just another hiccup bump in the life. So, whoop, whoop, like, you know, I had to definitely be strong prior hand, because if not, I would have been fucked. Like, life is hard, man. Like, I've been in the situation where I didn't want to be here, guys. Like, we all get there where we don't want to be here, and we feel like it would be better off not being here. But also, that is a very selfish thought, because if you got a lot of people that love you and actually care about you, then, like, you know, imagine how they gonna feel when you go. Granted, like, I didn't ask to be, like, this shit called fame, but you know how motherfuckers are gonna be sad when I go? That shit sucks. I think about that often, believe it or not. I'm like, damn, I'm quote-quote famous. A lot of y'all gonna be sad when I go. But I just need y'all to know, this is a public service announcement. When I go, I don't want y'all fucking crying. I need y'all to fucking turn up on my grave. My shit gonna be open invite. I want everybody in that hole. And we need to be, like, in that bitch, like, when I go, okay? I don't want that shit to be sad. It need to be a party. I'm gonna be up there and looking at y'all sad-ass bitches like, why the fuck y'all crying?
I don't believe that, though. You know, in a way that, like, I feel like you saying all this shit, but really, you sad inside.
I am sad because I haven't come to peace with the idea of going.
It's not just, I don't think it's, I'm not, it's death. I'm just, I'm not, I don't mean by, I don't mean it like that. I'm saying, like, I feel like.
Oh, I'm a sad person.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
I feel like you want other people to be happy and to have these things and live simply because it ain't that easy for you.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's not easy for you to be happy. It's not easy for you to have joy. And so you are vicariously telling these motherfuckers, be yourself. Hey, be happy. Do this, that, and the third, because it's hard for you. You don't feel that way. And like, since you feel like that, it's like, since you know that pain, you don't want other people to feel it.
Absolutely. 110%. If I could take somebody's weight off their shoulders and carry it, I would. I'm big on that. Like my best friend stayed with me, and it's because she's gone through, like, 2 years of, like, just back-to-back trauma. She lost her mom. She lost her grandma back-to-back. Those were her only family. Like, I am her rib. I literally find joy in just making other people's lives a lot easier. Even though my shit ain't easy. You feel me? Like, my shit ain't easy. It ain't a walk in the park over here. I be fucking in my darkness crying and shit, you know?
It's crazy because I feel like people can open up and talk to you about their problems. And I feel like you're the type of motherfucker to very easily point out, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what needs to be done. This is what needs to be fixed. But then when it comes to your own shit, you lost.
Yeah. I mean, you I'm good at fixing my shit, but like, I'm not, if I need help, I'm not one to ever ask for it.
Right?
I'm not going to. O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ask for nobody. I will literally take my pain to the grave before I try to throw any of my weight on top of anybody else's shoulders. So, like, I will suffer through it. I will suffer through it because I'm too used to when I did reach out for my hand, a motherfucker throwing that bitch in my face. Like, oh, I did this or oh, you did it. No, bro. I don't want nobody to ever have no fucking anvil over my head to tell me, oh, I helped you and did anything, because people too often hold that shit over you and throw it in your face. And a lot of people are not genuine when they do actions. They hold it over your head and want something in return. So I'm really big on, like, I'm going to do it myself. I'm not going to ask nobody for help. I'm going to figure it out.
And no disrespect, I'm going to just tell you my opinion. I feel like you're sad because you're lonely. Yeah, no,
that's
I'm going to be dead ass with you.
Biggest fears, though.
No, I feel like you got everything else, you know. You got everything else. But you have, like, you don't have anybody for you. Like, in a way, like, you always helping other people out. You always doing this, that, and the third. And then at the end of the day, you just got you and you just laying down.
I don't feel like I have found a person for me, no.
I feel like you're lonely.
I am a person in a lot of people's lives. But I don't feel like I found a person specifically for me, you know? I feel like there's a person out there for everybody, though. Like, there's billions of people out here. There's no way there's not nobody out here for me.
You keep saying that, but I feel like your main thing is, like, you never really, like, yeah, you just lonely. And every time you opened up, you got fucked over. Every time you, you know, tried your best, like, you got backstabbed. And now at 33, it's like, fuck it, you know? Ain't nobody gonna do this shit for me no more. And then, like, even though, like, you say it with such confidence and you're so assertive about it, deep down it's like, you want that, right? You want to have somebody that can hold you down and you can really, like, talk your shit to and, like, not be judged and not have them use it against you later or ask you some. Like, you want that. But it's like, at this point, it's like, it's hard, huh? It's a lot harder.
I think we all want that. And I think the older.
But you ain't a normal person.
Nah, but the older it gets, the harder it gets.
That too. And then on top of the fact that you're not a normal person. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You're extraordinary.
Right.
And with that intelligence and with the balls that you have to do what you do for a living and this, that, and the third, manage your family, your daughter, your fucking baby daddy, all this shit, you know, it takes a certain kind of person, another strong person, to like match that.
Right.
There aren't many people like you. That's what I'm saying.
This is fact.
You're a special person.
I have come in contact with a lot of men that feel intimidated by me, which sucks because all I yearn for is to be like a submissive feminine. You know, motherfuckers be like wanting women to be super feminine and girly and da-da-da. And it's hard for someone like me because I've always had to be this, like, masculine-ass bitch. I've always had to be so, I've always had to be like, I get niggas that tell me, like, nah, you like one of the niggas. I get that so often because I've never felt comfortable enough or safe enough to be in my feminine energy, which sucks because I don't, I'm really soft as fuck, y'all. I'm not this hard at, I come off as hard as shit. I'm really soft as shit, yo. I cry at the drop. I cry like a motherfucker. Y'all ain't ever gonna see it, but I be crying. I'm super soft. I'm like, and in the past 3 years, I only have I grown to be more like mentally mature, more understanding, more communicative, more like willing to sit and talk and about my emotions and what bothers me. Like, shit in your 30s dating is so weird. It is super hard to find someone even close to your, like, mental maturity.
It's crazy that you say that. And, like, what was so special about these 3 years that pushed you and motivated you to research all these things? And what stimulated this change?
Well, I dated 3 different people in the last 3 years. And, right, okay, yeah.
No. I'm a little, you know, I've been doing drugs, y'all.
It's really a learning experience, bro. Don't ever feel ashamed about dating people, because, like, it's really a learning experience. You really have to date people to learn what you don't like, what you will do like, what you're comfortable with, how, like, people's habits. You might not like how somebody brushed their teeth or fart some type of way, bro. You have to learn these things. So never feel ashamed of dating multiple people. I dated one person a year. I'm not out here like that. But, like, don't feel ashamed of that shit, because you really have to learn about what you like. And you also have to learn shit about yourself. Like, for me, I learned about how to communicate. I used to be a person, when I was married, the person I was married to didn't talk to me about nothing. I felt like I was talking to a wall. So that internal...
Wait a second. Hold up. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did you just do that for 7 years then?
I don't know. I turned into a mime. That's what I'm telling you.
You think you was doing that just because y'all had a daughter together?
After a while, yes. But after 7 years, I'm like, not even a kid will keep me on this bitch, because I got one life and one life only, and I got to live for me. And if I'm miserable, then the kid's going to be miserable, because energy is strong. And if you're going to be... Being stuck in a marriage or a relationship just because you got a kid is diabolical. That doesn't make sense if you're unhappy. You got one life. If you're going to be miserable in that shit, you're going to project that onto your kid. Your kid's going to feel that energy. This shit's just going to be fucking doo-doo. Just escape it when you know you know.
When did you first know? Why did it take 7 years for you to...
Well, I ain't gonna lie. It took 7 years because I'm big on, like, you know, trying to fix it and trying to make sure this shit work. And I don't know. I basically got stood up 2016. I remember going my husband's friend's house at the time, asking him to pull up on me because we had separated. And I asked him to come to me, and he never showed up. I said, bro, if you don't pull up by midnight, I'm just going to throw it all away. I'm done. And I remember this like it's yesterday. It was a big full fucking moon. I remember looking up at the fucking sky and fucking talking to universe or whoever the fuck runs this shit show and being like, look, I just need you to let go of whatever feelings I have for this man if he does not show up, because I cannot no longer do this anymore. It was super fucking deep and spiritual. A lot of y'all people might not understand, but it was deep and spiritual for me. And he never showed up, and I just remember crying my fucking eyes out. And after the next day, it was like, I didn't give a fuck. It was like, I didn't give a fuck. And then he tried to come back, and I didn't give a fuck, because it was too late. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, bro, you had your opportunity. You didn't pull up. I'm good.
So the combination of 7 years... I'm not going to say it was a loveless marriage, because there was love there in the beginning.
Absolutely.
But the combination of, you know, a mostly loveless marriage, and plus how you grew up and how your mom treated you, plus working these bullshit ass jobs, plus finally being able to have some fun and, you know, be a freaky frog, like you said. You know, all these things was like a perfect blend and brew for you to finally, in a way, let your guard down and be like, fuck it, you know? Fuck it.
It's still hard for me to let my guard down, though. Because...
No, when it comes to, like, doing the OnlyFans and, like, you are...
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, though. I think that stems from, like, so the childhood, it goes deeper. Like, all the way my mom treated me, but also, like, just being a black sheep against my family, because my mom was the type of person that at the time back then, she doesn't do it anymore, but back then, she would go and vent to her fucking sisters, and then everybody would have this idea of me being, like, this little shitty-ass piece of shit. So, being a person that already my family didn't fucking fuck with me, and then growing up and getting thrown into this fucking freaky frog world, I think a lot of people struggle with the idea of, oh, my family's gonna see this, or how this society...
You had nothing left to lose.
I ain't have shit, bro. Like, my family was already like, fuck this little bitch. So I was like, well, fuck y'all, niggas. Pop a pussy. Rah. Like, that's
just. You know why I feel that, though? Like, look at me. Like, in a way, I'm a fucking freak. You know, I feel the same way. Like, you got to think, for a motherfucker to get this many tattoos and do all this, like, dumbass shit, like, I ain't had shit to lose either.
Right.
I ain't feel like nobody gave a fuck about me. And, like, unlike you, you know, I waited, I prayed, ain't shit come.
Right.
Ain't nobody coming to save you.
At all.
Ain't shit gonna change.
At the end of the day, we come out the coochie alone, bruh. Just because we got the mommy and daddy is, like, they with each other at the end of the day. We really out here by ourselves, bro. Because, like, once you're 18, you're grown. Feel me? If you got a parent like mine, 18 is like, all right, off the leash, you free. Like, fuck off. Like, some, like, not a lot of parent, like, some families, a lot of white homes keep their kids until they're, like, fucking 30 years old. You know, some Spanish homes, not mine, keep their kids until they're fucking, they keep the whole family in that bitch. My family did not do that. My mom did not do that.
Like your mom ain't give a fuck about you when you were younger? Not now, but, like, in a way, you're like.
I wouldn't say that she didn't give a fuck. I think her main focus was just to keep a roof and stability over our heads, which took away from, like, the parenting that she also needed to do. I think that, like, society,
just being real, man. Come on.
Yeah, man, I'm dead ass, bro. I'm like, being an adult now and seeing how it really it is to struggle and have to pay bills and shit.
She was stressed.
Bro, this bitch was stressed as fuck, bro. I see why she was in her room in her darkness. Her whole room was purple, dark purple. She had dark shades. It was like depression. She used to listen to Evanescence. Bro, she used to listen to fucking Evanescence in the darkness of her fucking room. She was going through it. And I didn't realize what that was as a child. I didn't realize that until I started going through it, bro. Like, damn, bro. I see why your ass was in your dark room with the Evanescence on. Like, all the pain in my heart. Like, fuck.
So you guys are on good terms now?
Oh, yeah, man. I think, but she had to apologize for her wrongdoing. She had to, because at one point I disowned this bitch. Straight up. I disowned her ass, bitch. I disowned the fuck out of her because I remember at one point she laughed about how she abandoned me. And
what the fuck?
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Look, alcohol will tell the truth, okay? I remember going on a vacation, and I will forgive my mom for this. Love you, bitch. But anyways, I remember going on a vacation and, like, sitting at the table and her laughing about how she left me in, like, granted, bro, just because a kid is 18 doesn't mean they're grown, dude. Okay, just know that. Just because your kid is 18 doesn't mean they're grown. They're still probably mentally not fucking grown. I was not 18 at 18. I was mentally immature as shit. So she basically just abandoned my ass, and I remember her at the dinner table laughing about this shit, and I just, bro, I had to leave the dinner table, go into my car, and fucking, bro, I was punching my steering wheel.
Can I tell you something?
Screaming. Ugh! But, like, I forgive her for it, you know? Whatever, bitch. I love you, bitch. Bitch.
That's when I moved. My parents, I felt, like, kind of similar, because I became, like, a drug dealer when I was, like, 15, 16, and, like, an addict when I was, like...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna lie. I wouldn't even have probably imagined, because I doubt that you had all the tattoos at that age.
So not
like
all of this shit, no.
15, doing, being a drug
ecstasy,
dealer.
I was popping ecstasy, you know, opiates. I was doing marijuana every day. I was... taking a lot of Xanax.
Where I lived, you would have been the least looked at candidate for shit like that.
It's the pain, you know. I felt like my parents didn't really love me or accept me the way that I was. I had nobody to talk to or turn to, so I turned to the drugs. I kind of turned to the streets because, like, in a way, I felt like that, you know. Like, I don't know, like, what your experience is with those kinds of, like, situations or people, but it's the same feeling, like, as in, like, I got nothing to lose.
Right.
I'm doing this shit because this is all I have and I have to. Ain't nobody going to save me. Ain't nobody there for me. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
It's a very similar situation as to why you started what you started.
Right.
And so I felt a connection with that. And so that's why, like, you know, even to this day, like, I'm not going to lie, like, you know, it's really easy for me to get fucked up and just do some drugs and that'll take the pain away. Yeah. The only drug I haven't done is, you know, the only thing I haven't done.
Never had me doing no crack or heroin, I swear.
Yeah, the only thing I haven't done is heroin. But in a way, I still got needles all over my body, you know, like.
Period.
Yeah.
Tied it up.
So, like, I will never understand or feel exactly what you went through.
Yeah.
But as someone who's felt misunderstood and worthless and had no reason to live at times, that part I can relate to, and that's all I can do. You know, like, I don't know what it's like to be you. Right. But I can relate to your pain. And even though I'm lemon and you're black or whatever, right. You know, it don't matter. Like,
facts.
We're connected through pain. And I think that's why, like, we're able to sit here and talk to each other, because let's not lie, we're both antisocial motherfuckers.
It's fuck, bro. Y'all, I'm friendly on the internet. Don't talk to me on these streets.
I'm not even friendly on the internet.
Right.
I could have been a millionaire by now if I talk back to all everybody who DM'd me and every like request I got. If I did it, I would have $1 million or more.
Honestly, if I threw my morals away, I would have.
That's what I mean by that.
Bro, look.
That's what I mean by that.
And it's like, bro, I'm like, yo, the universe puts morals in people like us. I don't know why. But maybe it's just like to humble us in a way.
No, but listen to me. you a fucking G, because it's like, I'm not even comfortable enough to shit a gummy worm out my ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean by like, I know you be getting some freaky ass requests. I'm saying, like, if I could be as, I admire you, and I want to say I'm proud of you, and I want to say that it takes courage and strength to do what you do. Like, motherfuckers really think shit is sweet and it's easy. It ain't actually, like, you think it's fun? You think it's like a game? Like, we literally, like, gotta practice.
Right.
Like, you gotta think, how can I make this sexy? How can I make this appealing? How can I make it a certain kind of weight? Like, you think that it doesn't take anything to fuck on camera and be attractive, but this is an art form in itself.
It's literally a craft, yo. This is a form of acting sometimes. Y'all, yeah, like, it's literally a fucking craft. Y'all don't even understand how much energy transfer is, bro. Especially, like, this is why I don't work with a lot of motherfuckers, because energy transfer is so real, bro. The amount of energy that it goes into my body for a penis, it penetrate my pussy, bro. And a lot of y'all couldn't even comprehend that shit, bro. That's why y'all got fucking emotional damage, because y'all can't even comprehend how much energy transfer it is to fucking go put your dicks or put your pussy on some dick. And bro, that shit is real. You gonna go sit on some traumatized dick and then you wondering why you
depressed. Let me say this. To all y'all motherfuckers talking shit about like OnlyFans girls or porn stars in general about, oh, it's easy money, anybody can just do that. You try fucking on camera making it sexy,
okay.
You fucking bitch.
Right.
you try fucking, what kind of sex do you have? You fucking vanilla ass motherfucker.
Okay.
Like, how y'all be fucking? Ain't shit interesting about you. You ain't got no fucking balls. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and be like, oh, anybody can do that.
Right.
Bitch, why ain't you
do it
then?
Right.
Bitch, why the fuck you ain't do it then?
You do it. I get so many fucking hate comments.
That's what I'm saying. Why the fuck you ain't doing it? If it's so easy and anybody can.
That I make easy. I had somebody get mad because I basically twerk on Tuesdays. And y'all get mad because I fucking make money off of twerking on a Tuesday. You gonna twerk on a Tuesday, bitch? Somebody gonna like it? There is a category. Bro, there is so many kinks out here. Somebody gonna like it. It don't matter if you fat. It don't matter if you skinny. It don't matter if you fucking bald. It don't matter if you.
Y'all.
It don't matter. If you wanna do it, go do it.
The fact
but
of the matter.
But don't judge me for fucking doing it.
No, people. The fact that they pussy.
That's what I'm saying.
They're pussy.
Don't judge me because I ain't pussy. Don't judge me because I ain't no bitch. Like, I'm out here making this easy money while I can. And trust me, one day I'm going to go ghost on y'all motherfuckers. You're going to be wondering,
and in a way,
where's McFly? She gone.
And in a way, it's not easy money because everything has its toll.
Right.
You got mental stress. You think, you know, people always want to say like, oh, well, he works construction and he has a nice desk job, or you know, it's not about that. Everything takes its toll and everything takes practice and patience. And all I'm trying to say is...
Also, I appreciate you 9-to-5 workers, bro. Y'all really are some OG-ass motherfuckers. Like, y'all are... No offense, y'all still sitting through the Matrix, but I appreciate y'all because y'all helping the world go round. I appreciate you 9-to-5 motherfuckers. But this 24/7 shit is for the birds, okay? You don't want to do this, okay? You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. It's hard out here for a pimp. This shit is a 24/7 job. I make content, I brush my teeth. That's crazy. What?
There's no privacy. In a way, there's no respect.
Y'all want to know all my business. And then when I even show you a fraction of my business, y'all like, oh, don't let me get in a new relationship. Y'all bringing up my old shit. Like, oh, where's this motherfucker? Or where's this guy? Like, bro, that was in 20 whatever. The fuck, y'all, ooh. I love y'all, but I hate y'all, but I love y'all.
All I'm saying is, work is work. What y'all consider easy money is not exactly easy money. So don't look down on people for what they do.
Right.
It's not easy money. And if it was so easy, you would be doing it too.
Your life, your choice.
And it takes a certain skill set and a mentality to do porn or social media. If it's such easy money, you know, you would be doing it. So don't be in denial and lie to yourself, because in a way that's just hating. It's just envy.
Right. And this is for everybody. All shapes and sizes, man. Like, there's some, if you... Don't degrade us because you feel like nobody is going to like you. Because that is a personal, internal hatred. Don't come at people who are embracing themselves through our traumas at that, because we're still learning to love ourselves just because you hate you. That's a personal problem. And that's something that I have had to learn throughout the years, but I don't pay attention to what y'all talk about on the internet. I love you guys, but... You think I look at all your comments? No, because some of y'all would give me a fucking brain aneurysm if I read your shit. Y'all would fucking give me emotional damage if I sat and cared about every comment and every degrading thing that y'all say to me. But, like, the positive outweighs the negative. But if you think that I would sit there and take a second to allow any of you degrading comments to make me feel less of me after I've learned to love me, y'all crazy out your mind.
And let's go back to dating in your 30s now. Ew. Navigating that.
Ew.
Navigating this now with your new job and stuff. How has it been? How do men usually approach you?
I'm gonna be honest. I am very straightforward and forthcoming with what I do. I let you know what I do. I let you know what it comes with. If you try to date me, promise you somebody's gonna send you a video of some nigga that I fucked. You're gonna fucking see some shit of some nigga that I fucked. You're gonna get a video of a DM of some old nigga that I fucked. Or a bitch, for that matter. You're gonna get it. And I let you know this off rip. I let you know what I do. I let you know what I'm into. I have set my boundaries. And that's up to you to continue to pursue me or not. Then we're gonna figure out if you actually... okay with what you're saying. Because a lot of people, I've found out that, okay, I'll let you know what it is and how I am, but then you say you're good with it, but then you find out that you're not really good with it. Like, I'm not gonna stop my job fucking these bitches, my baddies, I love you, and getting this money if you're not gonna, like, if I got this anvil on my shoulder and you're not gonna pick it up, I'm not gonna drop what I'm doing if you're not gonna pick up what I'm dropping. You feel me? I got this weight on my shoulder. It needs to be carried. It's mandatory. It needs to be carried. If it doesn't carry, I'll die. That's how I feel about this anvil. And if you're not gonna pick it up or even pick up a fraction of this anvil off my shoulders to make life easier, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. And I can't pursue a relationship forward if you're not even considering that. Like, I'll let you know all that I come with. There is no questions, no oopsies, no hiccups, no okie dokes. There's nothing. But a lot of people will say that they can accept it and not.
Because they just looking at your ass, and they just looking at your gram, and they just looking at you as a, you know, what you do. And so at the time and moment when you... That's the superficial shit we talking about.
Yeah.
The shit that don't matter. They see your image online and maybe what you could be doing or making it, and they fall in love with that, not the real you.
Right. But then I've also had...
And they say it's okay at the time.
Right. But then I've also had the occasions where a person will meet me outside the internet. I tell them what it is and they're cool with it. they fall in love for me as a person and not the internet. They didn't even know who the internet me was, and I love that. I love meeting people offline. That shit's amazing.
And the crazy thing is, that's not guaranteed either.
It's even not, if, even because if, then...
There's bro, still gotta be a match.
Facts! It's not guaranteed because I'm the type of person that I know what I need in life. I know what I come with. I know what I have to offer. And unfortunately, I need either equal or greater. And if I meet somebody who is below, I give you a time limit to get equal or greater before I'm like, I can't do this no more. Unfortunately, I'm 30-something years old, man. I can only give you but so much of my life before I'm like, all right, yeah, I know this is not going to work. I don't got fucking, I don't got 6 months plus to be given nigga after nigga. Like, bro, I really want to find my forever. So, and then it's hard for me to move on fast. I don't like moving on quick, bro. I gotta get my shit back, reground, get my mental right, and make sure I'm back positive for anybody that I plan to approach because I don't want to project any past negativity onto the next one. It's a process.
So, in a way, what you're saying is dating is hard enough.
Yes.
But with your job, it's even harder. Mm-hmm. And that's that. Dating is fucking hard no matter...
But it's also weird in your 30s, man. You got people who are like 22 trying to come at you. You got the fucking kids coming at you like... And for a woman like me, they're like young dudes. And they're like, oh, let me show you what a young nigga can do. And I'm over like, bro, what the fuck?
I lost my virginity at 15. I think she was 18. I ate some ass.
At 15?
I've been preparing my whole life for that moment.
For eating butt?
That's my...
All your life you was preparing
to eat some ass
at 15?
I loved it. I felt like so gangster about it too. I was like a sophomore. I was like, I'm fucking this 18-year-old. Driving me around and shit.
Yeah, yeah, I know you.
She driving me around and shit, and I'm fucking her in the. Yeah, I was like, man.
He ate butt.
I've been a freaky frog too.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I ain't go through what you went through. It's just that I was beating my dick so many times every fucking day. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm abnormally horny. Like, for real. And it's like, for me, like, I started porn. I know, like, it's not fair for me to, like, press you like that and not, like, say my shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, like, I'm a freaky motherfucker. Like, I'm really fucking horny. And, like, on top of that, like, I grew up in Louisiana. And, like, you know... Asian motherfuckers don't get played down there. I felt, you know, I didn't feel attractive, to be honest with you. I didn't feel like I was, not just to women, I didn't feel like I was worth it to my family or anybody in general, which is, you know, why it was probably easy for me to get into drugs and the people I was hanging out with. And I thought that it was okay at the time, but looking back, I just wanted something to belong to, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, one day, since I've never seen a Korean male porn star, like, just, I might as well do it. Like I said, ain't nobody coming. Sometimes you have to become the change you want. Like, it ain't coming. Like, so you gotta do that shit sometimes. And so... If I gotta whip a little dick around, I will, because I don't see any other Korean motherfuckers whipping dick around. I don't see any other...
Oh, man, you're really the only person that's ever come up on my timeline of your ethnicity talking about you slinging dick on the internet.
You're telling me I'm the only...
I swear to you, and look, there's these videos used to come up on my TikTok, and he used to be like, I'm an Asian slinging big dick on the internet, right? And then and my freaky frog ass, I said, well, I'm gonna go investigate. And I investigated.
It's big enough. I might have added a couple inches.
The promo was good, bro. Yeah, me, he got me. The promo was good.
I added a couple inches, maybe, but you know, it is what it is. Some of us are growers, not showers.
I love a good grower.
Sometimes I gotta whistle.
Those are the surprise.
I'll be whistling at my dick sometimes.
Bro, I love a good surprise dick. Like, there's nothing better than a surprise dick. You know, it's like, you go and you're like, okay, I can work with it. But then it starts to grow and you're like, Wow. For me?
I feel you. I've definitely... Actually, I don't feel you. Because I've never licked down...
I'm like, no, you don't.
I love everybody. My younger brother's, you know, gay. All love and respect to everybody, but I like bonocha.
Wait, what is that? Is that how you say pussy in your language?
Bonocha?
What is that?
I thought that was Spanish.
That is.
That's dirty Spanish. That's slang for
Wait,
pussy.
For in what? In which Spanish?
I was hanging out around with a lot of Mexican people.
Oh, that's definitely Mexican pussy.
Yeah. It's slang.
Bonocha?
Bonocha.
I like the way they say that. Bonocha. We say chocha.
Chocha.
Chocha. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like...
sounds like bonocha. Bonocha, chocha.
Alrighty, guys. I'm out of here. No, I got to get the fuck... She's getting a little bit too real.
It got freaky, right?
No.
That's lit. Okay, I didn't know that. Ponocha. Okay.
Ponocha. Maybe I'm not saying it right, but you know.
I don't give a fuck. I know how we
I'm
say
pretty
it.
Sure I'm but saying it right. Because I've been Chocha. Using this dumbass line for the last 4 years.
No.
I ain't going to act like I don't know what it means.
The Ponocha line?
For 4 years, yeah. Professionally. But then I started.
Successfully?
No, like... I be making videos. Because you know how Instagram and TikTok, you can't say pussy.
Right.
So I say, yeah. Okay. So like, you know, my accounts be getting banned. I think I'm on my 7th TikTok
yo,
account.
Me too, yo. Oh my gosh. I have grown so many TikTok accounts. It's fucking ridiculous. I am a pro at growing that shit.
It don't even faze you no more. It's all right. It just happened
like,
again.
Whatever.
Yep.
The first time, though, I would be lying if I said the first time didn't have me distraught. I was like, no, the world is over.
That's what I thought. But after the third time, I was like, okay.
I was like, fuck it. No, let's go. Y'all ain't finna get rid of me.
I have 7 accounts.
Okay. I have too many.
I have seven TikTok accounts.
I got my bike account. And
I got a whole hate club on Reddit. I don't give a fuck about you, dusty ass bitches.
You got a hate
fucking
club on Reddit?
I shouldn't have even gained in clout. Fuck y'all.
You gave them
I'm going to edit this shit out. I'm going to edit it out. I don't give a fuck
that's
about you bitch ass.
You have
a
mom and that motherfucker looking at your shit.
I got a team that comes and reports me every time I go live and shit.
Whoa. Fucking haters. And you leave Lyrical Egg Roll alone.
That's not even my second. I'll be changing my shit up. Like, I'll be trying to evade the haters. Like, okay. I wasn't even lyrical.
What's the OG name?
Sushi Tattoo.
Sushi Tattoo? Fuck it.
Y'all ain't gonna find me no more. Fuck that shit.
Said fuck Susie Tattoo Lyrical Egg Roll.
And now I'm just about to use my legal name.
Imagine changing to another like Asian type shit though, like Sushi Tattoo Lyrical Egg Roll. I can't see. Why couldn't you just put it as something else like Bob Bubbert?
Why I didn't do that? Cause I was trying to be funny. Cause I know y'all racist motherfuckers.
I ain't gonna lie, I got a homegirl who's fucking what is she? I think she's Korean or something, and her name on her game name is some Chinese something. And she's like, I just thought it would be funny. I'm like, bitch, you ain't shit.
Yeah, she ain't shit, and I ain't shit.
Like, y'all are not all the same. The fuck? And I'm trying to get better about learning that.
I was just trying to be funny.
Like, just
because
they.
But also,
this is not me trying to be racist, but just because all their eyes are shaded the same don't mean they all the same, okay? Y'all get hip to the fucking...
What the fuck you mean by that, bitch? What the fuck is wrong with you right now? Where the fuck that shit come from?
From hell.
What you mean all the eyes the same?
Well, I mean, look, my Auntie Gina racist.
My eyes is as big as yours.
Nuh-uh. Why are you opening your eyes bigger?
No. No, you ain't... Alright. You ain't? Bitch, I'm about to get the fuck up out of here. Nah, it's funny. No, that was funny.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was it?
It was a little funny.
Just a tad. A smidge.
You got
no,
some.
No, man, just get hip to the culture. That's the point.
What culture, bitch? What the fuck?
To all of the cultures, bruh. just educate yourself.
That's true. I'm going to give it up. Yeah,
bro, because Japanese people ain't Korean people, ain't Chinese people, you feel me? Ain't, but, bro, they're all different.
That's true.
And motherfuckers get offended if you call them something otherwise.
I don't give a fuck no more.
Well, you don't, because...
I'm hardened. Hard as my dick.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I've been drinking lean and shit. My fucking dick ain't getting hard.
Not, whoa.
I just threw that out there to be funny.
Not you been off that Lil Wayne shit. Ew.
Young Moa, baby.
Ew, man. He only got like 3 dreadlocks. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
He really looks like a gremlin. But I love you, Lil Wayne, man. I love you.
And, is there, anything that you want to promote or like shout out your Instagram or how can, you know, people reach
hit
you?
Hit me up at Instagram at Hello McFly, HelloMcFly, or you can hit me up at McFly Makes if you want a rug, because that's my art page. And if you want that Freaky Frog shit, hit that app X for Ish McFly, ISHMCFLY.
And is there any other services you provide, or is there anything that a message you would like to say to anybody struggling or going through similar situations, or just anything? Okay, anything you want to promote or say?
I got a message for everybody. Life is hard. Just really make the best of this shit, because it is too fucking short. You can die in a car accident tomorrow, a plane crash, a heart attack, a brain aneurysm, a fucking... It don't matter, bro. Just... live life to the fullest, because this shit really is short. And really, like, don't let nobody fucking stop you from thinking that your dreams ain't worth living. If you got a dream, go for that shit. If you got a goal, go for that shit. And that's my message. That's it. Because people ain't shit. Just go for that shit. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. And thank you so much for your time and patience. And this was Ish McFly. And that's a wrap, guys. Yes, thank you so much.